This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 328 for Tuesday, March 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Tuesday as the funds continue to get out of their very large short positions. At the final settlement, the May canola contract gains $9.20 at $762.40 per ton, and the July contract rises $5.90 at $748 per ton. Additional support for canola is coming from upticks in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, European rapeseed is narrowly mixed. Modest increases in global crude oil prices are providing a little bit of spillover to vegetable oils. The United States Department of Agriculture attaché in Canada says the country's canola crop for 2023-24 will be bigger than expected. The attaché also believes the soybean crop will be smaller than anticipated. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 73.44 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.09. The USDA says there's another private sale of current crop corn to China, this time for 136,000 tons. The USDA will release its prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports on Friday. The trade is projecting increases in soybean, corn, and wheat acres, as well the trade is calling for declines in stocks for the three. In the state winter wheat ratings, Colorado drops 8 points to 28% good to excellent. Texas loses 5 points at 18%, Kansas holds at 19%, meanwhile Nebraska gains 3 at 22% good to excellent, and Oklahoma is up 5 at 34%. Brazil Export Agency Annex says 15.3 million tons of soybeans have been exported so far in March. That's up from 12.2 million a year ago. Annex also says corn exports are 1.3 million tons, improving from the 899,000 tons last March. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday. The May contract jumps 25.5 cents at $14.68 per bushel. May soy oil rises a half cent at 55.05 U.S. cents per pound. And May soy meal advances $11.90 at $457.90 per short ton. Corn futures are a pinch lower on Tuesday as the May contract eases down a penny at $6.47 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to higher, with its May contract up 2 cents at $3.79. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as well, as Chicago May gains 2 cents at $7. Kansas City May rises 12 cents at $8.72.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May adds 5.5 cents at $8.79. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.